What programming does, how it works, is it can't hold or latch onto the mind unless it connects to a thought pattern that is already there. So, for example, if you have a fear of spiders naturally, they can use that and program some kind of a spider fear into you, for example, just as an example. So if you have a fear that 2012 is going to be the end of time because the Mayans said so, then they can use that as a programming function so everyone's worried about 2012 and doesn't know what's going to happen, and then they can arrange something to happen at 2012 to fulfill the prophecy. And
so,
that's what I see happening. 2012 is just a year like any other year, and the Mayan prophecies really pertain to the Mayans, because if you study their history and their previous cataclysmic predictions, that happened many times over their history as far as the end of a civilization, but it pertained to their particular culture, and also their prophecies and their predictions were based on sunspot activity, which, if your listeners may know, we're starting to enter into a very heavy period of sunspot activity, which affects communications on Earth and even geological disturbances on Earth. So that's really what 2012 is about. But if you take that and you program it into some big fear and the end of the world, then people are going to be very upset and worried and follow whatever you tell them to do.
How do you deprogram someone then, Stuart?
Well, that's what has been I've developed over a period of years. And I must let the listeners know that never, if you had asked me years ago, would you do deprogramming or is that what your profession would be, I would also balk at that because that's not what I would want to do. But unfortunately, in my years working with people as a mental intuitive and helping them with their health and their mind pattern, programming has come up in almost every single person that I've come across. And so by default, I had to start doing deprogramming work and developing deprogramming techniques with people. And, as something goes in, that's how it has to come out. And so one of the things that I've developed is an archetype symbol that was part of what I call language of hyperspace, which I talked about last time I was on your show. There is a symbol called a brown merger symbol, which you can read about on my website and in my books. This brown merger symbol, when mentally created at the pineal gland at the center of the head, actually acts as an energetic needle and thread to reintegrate the components of the fragmented personality. So it's a way of starting a process of putting your personality whole again and getting to the core personality. When they fracture the personality into the cube, into this matrix cube, there are other constructs that they put into this cube energetically in order to hold it together. Sometimes it could be a construct that looks like a castle or a hotel, which is why sometimes people dream about those things or have a predisposition towards that kind of a structure. Each of the rooms in the hotel or castle or building represents a compartment in the programming matrix or a part of your personality.